From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. 80 hostages held by Islamist gunmen were freed from a luxury hotel in Mali's capital on Friday after gunmen shouting Islamic phrases overtook the building, killing three of their 170 captives. Malayan special forces are moving floor by floor at the Radisson Blu in Bamako in hopes of rescuing the remaining hostages. U.S. and French special forces are reportedly helping in the rescue efforts. Reports said the gunmen released hostages who were able to recite the Quran. UN and Malayan troops have surrounded the hotel, and the roads leading to it have been sealed off. Mali has urged its residents to stay where they are and not venture outside during the siege. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility, though Mali has been battling rebels linked to Al-Qaeda for several years. European justice and interior ministers are holding crisis talks in Brussels on Friday to discuss ways to coordinate and tighten security checks at the member states' external borders following the Paris attacks. As France continues to search for possible suspects in last Friday's terrorist attack in Paris, the country remains under a strict state of emergency. Daniel Scharf reports.
The three-month extension on the state of emergency grants police broad powers to restrict freedom of movement, conduct searches, and even place people under house arrest, all without the authority of the court system. Some French worry that these restrictions and plans to arm more police could become more permanent. But French authorities say as the manhunt and raids continue in France and across Europe, they are a necessary but temporary measure.
That's VOA's Daniel Scharf reporting from Paris. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News. Turkey says its forces are on the verge of a major joint military operation with the United States against Islamic State. Turkey's allies have accused it of not doing enough to battle against IS. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkey and the United States have confirmed that their forces are poised to launch a major military operation to close a 98-kilometer strip of the Turkey-Syria border used by Islamic State. The operation will help silence criticism of Ankara's stance towards the group. Turkey's armed forces have almost exclusively targeted the Kurdish PKK rebel group and the PYG, a Syrian Kurdish militia group. Meanwhile, Washington and Ankara continue to disagree over how to retake the Islamic State-controlled areas in Syria. Observers warn any deployment of Turkish forces into Syria runs a risk of a confrontation with Syrian Kurdish fighters. They also say that the outcome of the war against Islamic State will depend on how successful Washington is in balancing the conflicting demands of Syrian Kurds and Ankara. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. President Barack Obama arrived in Kuala Lumpur Friday for the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, summit. Security has been expanded throughout Kuala Lumpur amid reports of a terror threat by the Islamic State group, which carried out the deadly attacks last week in Paris. Obama said he would raise the issue of human rights and corruption when he meets later Friday with Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak. President Obama will use the ASEAN summit to raise the issue of China's territorial disputes with its neighbors as well. President Barack Obama says Islamic State can only be defeated if there is a political agreement in Syria, adding that there can be no place for President Bashar al-Assad.
It is unimaginable that you can stop the civil war there when the overwhelming majority of people in Syria consider him to be a brutal, murderous dictator.
Obama said Russia and Iran have to make a fundamental decision to prop up Assad or to work with the international community to save the Syrian state. Assad told Italian state television that no talks to end the war can begin while terrorists occupy part of Syria, using the word terrorists to refer to all opposition from moderates to Islamic State extremists. North and South Korea have agreed to hold talks next week as part of efforts to resume a high-level dialogue between the two governments. The talks are scheduled for November 26th at the Panmunjom border village. The talks are aimed at preparing for government negotiations that were agreed to in August in a landmark deal to improve ties. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.